we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Boldness and Authority, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. I have just read from the New American Standard Bible. After leaving his brother-in-law's house, Doyen felt disheartened that he couldn't minister to their sick child. He also realized that the lingering guilt over something he had already repented from was not God's will for him. Determined to renew his strength, he spent the rest of the day in prayer and meditation on God's word. Nothing drains spiritual power like guilt and sin consciousness. Sin seeks to create separation between us and God, yet our strength is drawn from our union and fellowship with Him. Spending time with God is the key to renewing your spiritual strength. The more we immerse ourselves in His presence, the more we grow in His grace and power. Scripture teaches that grace is multiplied through the knowledge of God, 2 Peter 1:2. Never forget that Jesus came to take away the sin of the world, John 1:29. Because of His sacrifice, anyone who comes to God through Him has direct access to the Father. Sin is a spiritual condition. It is separation from God, the source of eternal life. This separation ultimately leads to death, with its physical manifestation seen in disobedience. The fruit of the knowledge of good and evil deceives humanity into thinking they can live apart from God, fostering independence rather than dependence on Him. But separation from God leads to spiritual death, a gradual process that first manifests as sin. Go into today with the confidence that your access to God is through Christ's righteousness, not your own. Let your boldness be anchored in your relationship with Him. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 25 to 26. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 25 to 26.
Then Bildad the Shuhite replied,
"Dominion and all belong to God. He establishes order in the heights of heaven. Can His forces be numbered? On whom does His light not rise? How then can a mortal be righteous before God? How can one born of woman be pure? If even the moon is not bright and the stars are not pure in his eyes, how much less a mortal who is but a maggot, a human being, who is only a worm?"
Then Job replied,
"How you have helped the powerless! How you have saved the arm that is feeble! What advice you have offered to one without wisdom! And what great insight you have displayed! Who has helped you utter these words, and whose spirit spoke from your mouth? Dead are in deep anguish those beneath the waters and all that live in them. Death is naked before God. Destruction lies uncovered. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth over nothing. He wraps up the waters in his clouds, yet the clouds do not burst under their weight. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it. He marks out the horizon on the face of the waters for a boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of the heavens quake aghast at his rebuke. By his power he churned up the sea. By his wisdom he cut Rahab to pieces. By his breath the skies became fair. His hand pierced the gliding serpent. These are but the outer fringe of his works. How faint the whisper we hear of him! Who then can understand the thunder of his power?"
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.